Good afternoon. This is your host, William Paris, and welcome to Travel and Wellness Today. So glad that you took the time out of your day, whatever you're doing, whether you're at work or you're driving in your car, whatever you've decided to do at this particular moment, I certainly appreciate that you have chosen to hang out with me, hopefully for the next hour, just to talk about some of the fun things related to travel and wellness. I'm excited today. I've got a fun guest in the studio, one of my new friends in the world of wellness, who's going to be joining me and talking about packing for wellness. My guest today is Diana Malt. Welcome, Diana.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you for coming. Thank you for inviting me to the show.
So glad to have you. We're going to talk about a few things, but I'm going to just tell my guests, my listeners, who you are. As a registered nurse and fitness teacher, Diana appreciates what it takes to enjoy a vibrant life, especially here in a city like New York. This includes work that supports her values, time to enjoy family and friends all over the country, plus exciting travel, and you know I love travel, that includes annual European holidays with her artistic husband. Diana specializes in helping professionals stay out of the stress zone. Now you understand why I would be a friend with her, okay? And that includes fatigue, being overweight, high blood pressure, diabetes, and heart disease. Her clients want to feel better, avoiding illnesses and drugs that cause side effects. She offers an elite line of health products to reduce the impact stress can have so that they have more energy, better health, and of course, looking fabulous, and that they can have a better quality of life. And of course, my tagline is always live the life you love. So certainly, Diana and I are going to have fun talking about all of those things that will lead to living your best life. So I'm so glad, Diana, as I said, to have you on the show today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Before I proceed, I certainly want to take a moment and thank my guest from last week, Dr. Catherine Kelly. We were talking about soul health travel, and Dr. Kelly was, she specializes in what's called transformational travel. So that was a lot of fun. And as I said, if you have any questions, certainly send me an email. For those of you listening, my email address is wparis@tobewelltravel.com. And please visit my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/travelandwellnesstoday. If you have any questions or ideas or things that you would like me to talk about when I'm on the air. So before Diana and I talk about packing for wellness, that's our topic today. I'd like to share, of course, you know, some interesting facts and articles that I found. I tend to do this on a weekly basis. So listen, as we know, there's a lot of buzz going on with travel to Cuba. So I think that's kind of interesting. And after a while, before long, I should say, Cuba, as we know, is going to be modernized. It's going to catch up. They're right now stuck in what we might consider to be a time zone. And if I was going to visit Cuba, I would want to catch it in the state that it's in now, not when they become commercialized like so many other places. So this is an article that I found, which is the first ever extreme bike tour to Cuba, which is pretty exciting to me because those of you that know me know that I certainly love biking. But this is not cycling per se. This is motorbike. This is like as in motorcycle. So adventure seekers have a brand new destination to explore by motorbike. With one of the world's leading motorcycle tour companies, it's called Extreme Bike Tours. And it's launching this first ever Cuban tour in 2016. So you've got plenty of time to really consider this and plan for it. It's not like it's going to happen next month. So the first tour outside Asia, by the way, that this company offers, it's... formation is by the owner of the company, and his name is Xander Combe, and his company started back in 2011. So it's a 13-day Cuba motorcycle tour that has two departures in 2016. One is February 21st, and the other one is March 6th. And adventurers will enjoy the personalized small group feel as they ride a Harley Davidson or a BMW 800cc or a Suzuki V-Strom across the exotic Caribbean island. That in itself sounds really cool. So it's famous, meaning the destination, famous for its rustic colonial buildings, cigar factories, salsa clubs, and 1950s American classic Chevrolets. We've seen many images and pictures of those. They actually look kind of cool. It's amazing that they're actually still running, but they are. This is how people get around. So the American classic Chevrolets, and also the mysterious time-warped Cuba, is tipped to modernize soon in 2016. So they're talking about really stepping it up over the next few years. So now might be a good time to get there. So in any case, this Cuba tour will include visits to rural villages, the museum at the Bay of Pigs, and the mausoleum of executed Marxist revolutionary Che Guevara. With an optional ride to Guantanamo is also available. So the tour begins in Havana. That's where Ricky Ricardo's from. I'm just saying. For all of those I Love Lucy fans, where riders and pillion passengers will be able to walk the cobblestoned streets of Cuba's colorful capital and see the Spanish colonial architecture before picking up the bikes, that's interesting, and riding out to the former residence of the author Ernest Hemingway and passing through Revolution Square. And for those of you that don't know, when I mentioned pillion passengers, a pillion is mostly, it's a British-English term, and it means it's a secondary pad or the cushion or the seat behind the main seat. On a horse, interesting, motorcycle, bicycle. So a passenger in this seat is said to ride pillion. So that's something that I learned because I don't ride motorcycles, but that was kind of new for me. And then the next day, the riders will journey on the coastal roads to the national park at Las Terrazas, where they can have a swim in the river or the ponds. After returning to Havana, bikers will ride to the World Heritage City of Trinidad, visiting the Bay of Pigs, Pigs Museum on the way. And then from Trinidad, bikers will journey to Santiago de Cuba and Santa Clara before finally returning to Havana. So this is really a lot of fun. It's a guided 13-day trip, which will include about 4 to 6 hours of riding each day and is open to licensed motorcyclists as well as pillion passengers riding on a bike or the support vehicle. The package includes accommodations, 7 dinners, 3 lunches, fuel, and motorbike hire. So this is like a complete package. And the tour costs $5,975 per rider, or $4,250 per pillion passenger, which when you think about it, for a 13-day tour that includes, you know, accommodation, 7 dinners, 3 lunches, fuel, and the bike, that's, and in Cuba, that's not bad. So again, this is called Extreme Bike Tours. And if you'd like more information, I'd be happy to share it with you. As I said, you can always visit me on my Facebook page, facebook.com/travelandwellnesstoday. Wasn't that kind of interesting?
Fantastic. I would like to go.
I want to learn how to ride a motorcycle, which I'm sure is easy enough to do, just so that I can participate.
I have been a rider on a motorcycle, but not the actual driver. So, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah,
it's,
you know,
a lot of fun.
The speed, first of all, and just feeling that, you know, you've got the just the wind and the feeling of being on the bike.
It's balance.
It's balance.
It's a lot of balance. It's, the world is open to you, around you, like when you're riding on a bicycle. It's that same kind of feeling.
Right.
So it's fun.
And riding a bike for me is like, honestly, it's like therapy, because it's just something about being in the open that I don't know, for me, it just works for me.
I think it's also about just seeing everything,
Right.
You don't see things as much when you're walking.
Right.
Or driving in a car because you're kind of obstructed on either side.
Right.
But with this, everything is open and it just feels great.
Yeah. So for me, I think it's a great great tour. It's a great option for travel if someone's looking for something different. And so I thought I would share that. So now we're going to talk about packing for wellness. So as a segue to packing for wellness, I started thinking about everything that's involved in travel. And Diana, you and I are going to talk about everything from the planning stages to finally making your way back home. But what I think about is the airport, okay? Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to talk about something that I've taken care of for myself when I travel, which is TSA pre-check.
Great.
And it's interesting that there are people that travel who are not familiar with that. Are you? Do you have pre-check?
I do.
Yeah.
I do. I don't know how it happened.
You know?
So maybe you can explain how that happened. Well, I don't know.
Well, you know what? I have to laugh with you because I was doing my research. And when I did the research, you have to go online and then you get a number and you have to get an appointment. And when I was reading it, I said, I don't remember doing that. I don't remember doing that, but I am TSA approved.
There you go.
And if you're traveling, and I've traveled with others that did not have it, and they were really surprised when I presented my ticket, and they said, oh, you are TSA pre-checked. And I get on a completely different line and pass through all the others.
I love not taking my shoes off.
Right.
I love not taking my computer out.
Absolutely.
All those things are just very much, much more convenient and reduces your stress.
That is what this show is about. And it's about reducing stress. And as you said, you don't have to do these things. It's like traveling pre 9/11.
True.
So, you know, for those of you that travel on a pretty regular basis, you might want to consider TSA pre-check. And you can certainly get more information by going to www.dhs.gov. But if you continue to listen to me, you're going to find that I'm going to spend one of my shows, I think 2 weeks from now, talking more about TSA pre-check. And on that particular show, if you keep listening, I'm going to do an entire show about traveling, and I'm going to focus on New York and what New York has to offer. And I'm going to talk about my preferred hotels in New York and things to do. So there's a whole New York show coming up. So keep listening. We're going to go to break. And when we come back from break, Diana, we're going to jump right into how we can plan and how we can pack for wellness right from the beginning until the time we end up at home. How does that sound?
That sounds fantastic.
Let's make it happen. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
What are the latest travel trends? How can travel be a part of your overall health and wellness plan? This is William Paris, lifestyle travel consultant and your host on Travel and Wellness Today. Join me on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time for travel chat, travel tips, and travel news updates. That's on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
talkingalternative.com.
Welcome back to Travel and Wellness Today. This is your host, William Paris. So glad that you've decided to listen and hang out with me for the next hour. Sitting here in the studio today with my friend, registered nurse and fitness teacher, Diana Maltz. Diana, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Great. Before we went to break, we were segueing and talking about really how to really pack for wellness. And for myself, I try at least to stick to a routine. But I find that when I'm on a good discipline for wellness and trying to maintain my routine, if I keep up with it over a period of time, I'm pretty good with that. But once I travel and my surroundings change, I find that for whatever reason, it's so easy to derail. Then I start eating, you know, bad food, and I just don't stick with it. So, Diana, in your world, when it comes to planning for a trip, you know, what should we consider right from the very beginning?
Well, welcome to the human race.
Right, exactly.
Because we are, as humans, we are creatures of habit, and so we try to do things with habit as a way of sort of anchoring that the better pattern, so mm-hmm. that you get the results you want. You want to look really well. You want to feel really well, and making choices in terms of food and that kind of thing. You know that's done by habits.
Okay.
So the first thing to think about is that you're human. The second thing is starting to set as you're traveling. Set the thing ahead of time. For example, when you're starting to travel, think about where you're going to be staying.
Okay.
Okay. So you're going to a hotel. All right. Do they have a fitness center?
Mm-hmm.
What time does it open?
Right.
What kind of things do they have in it? What kind of food do they have?
Okay.
You know, kind of thing. That kind of thing.
So what you're saying is then, if you're planning a trip, and you're looking at, or if you have the choice to select a hotel, mm-hmm. do some homework. Find out what they offer.
Right.
Yeah. And I was also thinking about, you know, things like the fitness center, and also what's surrounding the hotel.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
And that's a really good point. And actually, that's a really fun point.
Mm-hmm.
So wherever you're going, what is in that area is kind of a great way to explore the area just in general, in terms of your travel experience. Maybe have a yoga studio nearby.
Oh, see, I hadn't thought about
they
that.
They may have a fitness thing nearby.
Mm-hmm.
They may have an organic luncheon. The foods there may be really, really healthy, really interesting. If you think about tacos and those kind of things, those are very healthy kind of foods in certain parts of the world.
You know, I also traveled recently, and when I arrived at my destination, between the airport and the hotel, I stopped at a grocery store. Who does
that?
Great
idea.
But I did. I stopped at a grocery store because I knew that my accommodations had a refrigerator.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So that's one thing that I try to think about is, does the hotel offer refrigerators in the rooms? And what some people don't realize is that even if the refrigerator or a mini fridge is not standard in all of the guest rooms, you can request it.
Well, that I didn't know.
And
that would be great for me to tell my clients. Thank you.
Yeah, and the thing about it is that more and more hotels will provide a mini fridge upon request, because some people travel today with medications that need to be refrigerated. Mm. So it is beneficial for the hotels to offer that as an option if it's requested.
I have a client who was actually in chemo. And so she was traveling to a hotel, and she needed to have a refrigerator. And I helped her with that in terms of what kind of foods to have there,
mm-hmm.
what kind of things she could do what were the healthier choices for her, what to bring, those kind of things. So that was a real, that's a very good point.
And then for those that are, don't necessarily want to be in the fitness center, because let's face it, if I'm traveling, well, I have a gym near where I live, and it's a gym. It's got two floors, and it's got a lot of options. Hotels will often say fitness center.
I know what you're going to get at.
And it's a room.
It's a room.
And it's got maybe three pieces of equipment in it, and it has no windows.
Yeah.
And that's not really it's not motivating.
No.
But if you do your research, you might find out that there is a park near your hotel, and you might want to get up early in the morning and maybe go to the park and maybe run.
So look at what you're doing in general. Look at what you're doing in general. Like, mm-hmm. What kind of things do you do? Are you a morning person? Okay. So if you are a morning person, find these parks, find that nice areas, and take a walk.
Mm-hmm.
Also matters with who you're traveling with. You have to get the other person in sync with what you want to do.
Or choose to travel with someone. That's not going to throw you off your routine.
Exactly,
I'm just saying.
Exactly, I know.
Let's face it. You can't travel. You know, everyone is not a good travel buddy.
This is true.
All right?
This is true.
So you got to just, you know, it's like, I love you, but.
Yeah, exactly.
No, you can't come with me, or you have to stay in a different room.
Oh, that's extreme.
It's real. It is real. You know what? I've traveled with all kinds of people, and I've had people that... travel buddies that have been the best. And I've also had travel buddies that I will never travel with again, you know?
That's true.
And I've learned, you know, over many years to make that kind of a decision, because especially when you take a vacation, you spend a lot of money on vacation, and you don't want anybody ruining it because they're going to slow you down.
Exactly. Exactly.
So then when you're thinking in terms of packing, what are some of the things that you recommend as just the basics?
Well, as a nurse, I kind of think I'm more holistically approach things.
Mm-hmm.
But as a nurse, I always think about things that people have trouble with. For example, when they're eating. They're eating different kinds of food than they used to.
Right.
It's going to be different because it's just a different place.
Right.
So people get different things like, should I say, diarrhea?
Yes,
diarrhea.
Absolutely. That's big.
And constipation.
Yes.
Gas and bloating, mm-hmm. all these kind of things. So be thinking ahead of time so that you can enjoy your food,
mm-hmm.
to bring a really good digestive aid. There's one that I recommend a lot. It's a Shaklee product.
Okay.
It's called Easy Gest, and it's got all of the enzymes in it from all the food groups. So that's fats, carbohydrates, and proteins. So that's a really great thing to bring in your luggage.
Now, that's, you said that's Shaklee,
mm-hmm.
products?
Yes.
These are products that you promote, is that correct?
Yes, these are my product line, yes.
Okay, definitely. So as we continue to talk on the show, mm-hmm. let's make sure that we point those things out.
Sure.
I want our listeners to know,
sure.
that you have a line of products so that will help with these kinds of things, so you can tell them how they can find their way back to you.
That's great.
All right. What else?
I had a situation with one of my people I was traveling with, and we went out to dinner, and she immediately got really sick.
Mm.
I mean, not that she was going to go back to her hotel room by herself.
Right.
So what we needed to do was give her peppermint ginger.
Oh.
So that was something that we did. It's great stuff. And it really, within 20 minutes, she felt better.
Peppermint ginger?
And so there's an herbal product by Shaklee that I love. And within 20 minutes, she was better. She went from going back to the room, feeling really nauseated, feeling really sick. And she wasn't feeling anything else. It was just digestion.
You know, that's interesting that you would say that, because I have a close friend that makes ginger tea from fresh ginger. And he does this literally every day.
Great idea.
Yeah, he buys the ginger, he crushes the ginger, and then
Fantastic.
He steeps the ginger. And this is part of his morning routine.
Well, the other thing to think about if you don't have these products is a lemon and water. A lot of people have this thing called acid reflux or GERD.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can drink lemon with water in it every day, that'll help with digestion also while you're traveling. While you're traveling.
Do you know that, just as an FYI, the water with lemon, do you know that I drink water with lemon on a pretty consistent basis? And do you know that I got that from you?
Oh, Wow.
Yes.
I love to hear that.
Yeah. You and I got together one day and you were making these amazing smoothies. I'm just going to point that out. But you also, I think of that particular day, it was quite warm. And the first thing that you gave me was a glass of water with lemon in it. Now, I know that's pretty common. People go to a restaurant, they'll order a glass of they'll ask for water with lemon. I see that often. But on that particular day, for whatever reason, that glass of water with lemon was so refreshing. I've been doing it ever since.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. So thank
you. That's fantastic.
Yeah. So go ahead.
The other thing I was thinking about is for general is to bring your own food with you. I recommend Stackley products in general. So we have a great smoothie that comes in a package. So what I do, and I recommend to my clients to do is bring it with them. If you're hungry, rather than going to the restaurant that's on the airport, drink that first.
Mm-hmm.
Balance out your body, so you're not purchasing something that just because you're just nervous about it and you want to eat something. This really balances you out and keeps you much more even keeled for your flight.
Now, so, is this in a bottle?
Now, this is in a packaged thing.
Okay.
Or you can put it in. I have this plastic cup.
Okay.
It's a Tupperware cup.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do you know Tupperware?
I do. Hey, listen, I'm from back in the day. I've been around.
It's a cute little cup. It's in colors.
Okay.
And you put like a top on it. So you put the powder in, and then you have just get water from someplace.
Okay.
Put it in there, mix it up. It's very convenient.
Okay.
And it really helps in terms of just balancing you out so that your body is more even keeled. And your digestion doesn't shut down.
You know, that's very important, and that's a very good recommendation because, as you know, with airport security, you can't take everything through security. So now, you know, I want to talk about things that we should consider as a carry-on because you have to do the 7-ounce bottles. Mm-hmm. But there are, in my opinion, must carry-on types of items. So we really want to think about what you can take through security and what are the must-haves. So since we're going to go to break, I'm going to say let's go to break. And when we come back from break, let's jump right into the must, okay?
Okay.
The must as far as our carry-ons are concerned. And then we're going to talk about what we need to consider when we're actually in the air.
That sounds great.
Because it's really important. People just travel, they pack, they throw things in the bag, and they think in terms of clothes and how they want to be comfortable. But not everyone is thinking about how to travel healthy.
True.
Okay?
That's true.
So we're going to go to break, and then we're going to jump right back.
Sounds great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you on a path of consciousness or spirit? Is personal or spiritual empowerment important to you? I'm Sam Leibowitz, your conscious consultant, and I am here to answer your questions and bring you experts in all areas of life to raise your awareness and support you in your evolution. Tune in at my new time, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern on www.talkradio.nyc. That's Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
I'm the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Fundraising, board relations, social media. My guests and I cover everything that small and mid-sized shops struggle with. If you have big dreams and a small budget, you have a home at Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern at talkingalternative.com.
Have you ever considered consulting a roadmap when you feel you need help getting to your destination? When the normal path seems blocked, a little help can come in handy when choosing an alternate route. Your natal chart is a map of your potentials. It addresses relationships, finance, business, health, and above all, creativity. Current planetary cycles can either support or challenge your objectives. I'm Montgomery Taylor. If you would like to explore the help of a private astrological reading, please contact me at monty@montytaylor.com. That's Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at montytaylor.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to Travel and Wellness Today. This is your host, William Paris, hanging out in the studio today with Diana Maltz, and we are just talking about how to travel healthy, how to pack. It's a mindset, things that you might want to take into consideration. And of course, you've heard me talk about this in the past on other shows, but it's so easy to forget some of the essentials when it comes to really traveling healthy. And there is nothing worse than being away from home and then suddenly getting sick while you're traveling. And for me, this is very personal because I did travel, Diana, one time, and I was in Egypt.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I got very sick.
Wow.
Very sick. I thought they were going to find my remains.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah, so I felt I picked up some type of a bacteria.
Wow.
And I must have had a fever because I was so cold. It felt as if, and I had, the chills were so bad, it felt as if someone had just taken me and thrown me into the Arctic Sea.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
And there was nothing I could do to feel better.
Wow.
And it's horrible because what do you do?
Did you feel like, did you eat something before that?
Yeah, it wasn't what I ate, it was what I drank.
Okay.
Yeah, it was what I drank.
Okay.
We had been out all day, and then I drank a lime juice because it looked good.
Okay.
And what is lime juice made with? Water.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's important to be really careful with your water, for sure.
Exactly.
Especially in certain countries.
So we don't think about that, but let's talk about the must when we get on that plane.
Well, one of the things I recommend is you want to keep hydrated, mm-hmm. and that's kind of what you were talking about, actually, in a roundabout way.
Right. Right. Bottled water.
Bottled water. And so it's really important. It's difficult. You can't take it through security, but you can go on the other side and get your own water, mm-hmm. so that you always have it handy. It's amazing how it doesn't take long to get dehydrated.
Right.
It takes about, even at like 2% dehydration, 2%, that's it.
Okay.
You're getting dizzy, you can get confused, and it causes a lot of anxiety just from being dehydrated. So it's really important to drink water.
And do you tend to become more dehydrated quicker because of the altitude when you're in a plane?
Well, it's dehydrating just being in the plane.
Just being in the plane.
The air is different.
Ah, got
the
it,
air,
right.
The air is different.
Okay.
The other thing is, I always bring immune boosters.
Okay.
So things like a vitamin C. Vitamin C that you can put in water pop, fizz, fizz. Remember that whole thing?
Got it.
That's
yep.
what it does. And that's like a quickie kind of thing to sort of like, before I go on the plane, just drink that. Then I have a nice level of vitamin C in my body. So I'm able to, whatever's going on in the air, I'm not catching it.
What about those? Are the other things that you take that are immune boosters? They're called. There's names for them, and you can buy them over the counter. They're called. I'm not thinking. Never mind. but they are immune boosters, but I think they act pretty much the same.
Anything that's attacks free radicals, like a vitamin C or vitamin. I mean, they have a lot of. I mean, juices are good. A problem with juices is the fact that they are dehydrating.
Oh.
So you want to add water. So buy a bottle of juice and a bottle of water and mix them up.
Oh, got it.
So that you're not getting dehydrated. Soda is actually dehydrating. Soda is actually dehydrating, so that's not a good thing to drink when you're flying.
Yeah, I don't drink soda anyway, so.
I'm not just talking to you.
Yeah, this is true too. I love you. I love you. You are you're the best. You are so much fun.
So many people drink water, drink soda.
Well, they should stop.
Let's tell them.
Let's tell them. Let's make a point.
Let's talk on the radio about this.
So much fun.
The other thing is you want to keep your hands clean.
Right.
That's really important because hand to mouth is, mm-hmm. is how you really get bacteria into your mouth and your body.
Right.
That's really important. So I'm not a big fan of always using the antibacterial stuff. But,
okay.
But do bring it.
Okay.
Bring it with you. But washing your hands is enough.
Okay.
When they first discovered this whole bacteria thing in early 1900s,
right.
The surgeon was just washing his hands with regular soap.
Instead of those liquids, right?
And what's happening with those liquids is that we're killing the good bacteria on our hands.
You see?
And so now we're getting a lot of resistant bacteria.
Oh.
And that's an international problem. And there's been more and more talk about that in the media. So it's important to just wash your hands.
Knew that.
And then dry your hands because bacteria grows on water.
Oh.
So that's really important to dry your hands.
Wow. Yeah, see?
That's really important.
Okay.
So keeping yourself hydrated is going to help mm-hmm. you with jet lag, by the by.
Okay.
And so sometimes people will do sports drinks.
Okay.
And those can be really good to do also because of the electrolytes in them.
Okay. All right. Sports drinks. I haven't thought about these things. I know about the water, and it never really occurred to me about just using soap and water to wash your hands. Everybody is doing hand sanitizer. It's
exactly.
become so popular.
It's so popular.
I've got them in my bag now.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying.
Oh, boy. I like the idea of bringing preventative things like the antibacterial creams are great
okay.
to bring, because people do cut themselves. People
right.
do bringing wraps for your ankles. Personally, I have to say I finished this wonderful trip to Europe. At the end of the trip, I sprained my
You're
ankle.
Kidding.
No. And I had to be in a wheelchair.
What?
Yeah. It was so swollen.
The worst.
But I had a wrap.
Okay.
And I could elevate it. So wraps are great to carry with you.
Were you carrying the wrap with you?
I was.
You see?
Because I'm a nurse.
Okay.
See what happens?
See, and Lisa, this is really great because, honestly, when you're packing, I don't know, there might be many people out there listening that think that's a no-brainer, but it's not for me. It's not for a lot of people.
Yeah, I think you're correct.
Yeah.
I think you're correct. I think aspirin's good to bring.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's good to bring. The thing with sometimes you need to go to the doctors when you have a fever. So I'm not sure. If say you overdo something, overexertion or whatever,
right?
Aspirin's good to have for that.
Okay.
Pain relief cream is great for those are things that just put in your bag, in case.
Right.
In case.
I mean these are kinds of like a small medical kit kind of.
Yes,
yeah.
Band-aids.
Right. The basics,
nice.
Things that you wouldn't automatically think about, but you never know.
You never know. And they do come in very small packages mm-hmm. now with making sure that we have small amounts of, it's 3 ounces, right? It's 3 ounces, right?
It's three ounces. I said 7 ounces earlier in the show, but for those listening, I have to correct that. It is 3 ounces.
Yeah.
It's the 3-1-1 rule, they call it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's important. Also, something for your neck.
Right.
Those little neck things they have, that's really important.
You mean because the seats on the plane are not comfortable?
Yeah, sometimes they're
is
not.
Is that what you're saying?
Sometimes they're not.
No, they're not. Let's say it like it is. They're not.
So those are really great for your neck. It's just in terms of, you're not going to feel good if your neck gets cracked throughout the whole thing.
Especially if you're on a long haul.
Especially going to Europe or
right.
going to Egypt like you did.
Yes. Yes.
It's really important.
Mm-hmm.
So that's nice to bring on the plane with you also. That's a really good preventative thing. Since I teach fitness also, and I try to keep people's alignment
right.
good. So.
Okay. All right. So now we're talking about, being, in flight. Also, people that travel with children as well.
Right.
I think it's always good to think about, what types of precautions the extra precautions you should take for children on a plane?
Have healthy snacks for them.
Right.
Rather than the stuff on the plane. Because when they eat sugar, what happens?
Well,
they get a little bit rambunctious,
you
right?
You think?
I think so.
Yeah.
And I was actually a flight attendant in one of my past lives.
Really? Okay.
Yes.
All right. So you know.
So there's a couple of things you can do for kids when they're crying. Sometimes it's their ears.
Right.
So they drink water.
Right.
They can do a cough. They can do a thing where they grab their nose and then they just kind of blow through their nose to reduce the compression in their ears.
Right.
Those are all things you can do to get the kids kind of calmed down.
Yeah.
Bring things for them to do.
Yeah, I think about that. No one wants to be on a plane with, screaming kids, but I'm very conscious of that. And I realize that if you have a small, especially infants that seem to be crying a lot, I'm pretty patient with that mm-hmm. because in my mind, I'm thinking it's probably the altitude.
Sure.
Yeah. And sure. They're tiny.
They're little.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and then also wiping down the trays, the sea trays, because let's face it.
I think it's really important. It's really important to make sure that everybody stays really clean.
Yeah.
Bring extra wipes in your bags.
Right.
That's such a great idea to do that. But they use the baby things in the back or on the seats. Bring your own,
right.
your own seat cover, your
right.
own thing. So that's to your baby's stuff.
Absolutely.
And have extra bags for the garbage.
Yes.
Really be prepared in terms of that. That's consideration for you and for the baby.
Right. And absolutely. And the thing about it is that you can pack these kinds of items in such a way that your bag doesn't have to become overloaded. These are really very lightweight considerations.
Very lightweight. And really important. And might make your trip like totally much more comfortable.
Right. And this is what we're talking about. We're talking about how can we travel and the things that we should take into consideration to make our travel experience that much more pleasant from the beginning to the end.
Well, I have twins, and okay. I've traveled with twins as young babies.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the things that it's good, if I knew my kids were going from one flight to the other, I did give them Benadryl.
Okay.
Because it's for their ears.
Okay.
Because the first flight they had trouble. So Benadryl might be a good preventative thing
okay.
for some mothers if they're noticing that their children are having trouble in terms of the ear compression.
Really? Okay. Yeah. See, I haven't thought about that.
And then they fall asleep.
And then I was going to ask you about that. I'm just
It was two of them, okay? Two of them and one mother, okay?
So, okay. Here, honey.
Here's some drugs.
I did go there in my mind. I did. That's so funny. So, we're going to go to break, but let's talk about what happens after you actually arrive. So now we've talked about packing. Okay. We've talked about the things that you take that you carry on with you. But then we're going to get there. We're going to arrive at our destination, and let's talk about what we should consider once we arrive and all of the things that we can do to alleviate, the stress once we get there.
That sounds great.
We'll go to break and then we'll jump right back.
Okay.
Thank you.
Happy trails.
Happy trails.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Have you ever decided to reinvent yourself? Are you navigating a new life's journey? Are you an aspiring artist that's looking for direction? This is Kevin Barbaro, and my new show, Coffee Talk 3.0, is your new best friend. Tune in live to hear successful professional artists and their inspiring real-life adventures Mondays at 2 p.m. Eastern, right here at TalkingAlternative.com.
What are the latest travel trends? How can travel be a part of your overall health and wellness plan? This is William Paris, lifestyle travel consultant and your host on Travel and Wellness Today. Join me on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time for travel chat, travel tips, and travel news updates. That's on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Dude.
Dude.
Dude. Transforming Tuesday nights from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern on TalkingAlternative.com. It's the Dudes of Disruption.
The Dudes of Disruption is a new show geared toward the global tribe of disruptors who are committed to interrupting the automatic ways of their lives so they go out and leave their mark on the world powerfully.
Consider every Tuesday night, 8 to 9 Eastern on TalkingAlternative.com, forever disrupted. The Dudes of Disruption, disrupting your automatic.
Dude.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
It's such a long way home from here, walking the miles we lost last year, counting our promises and tears. It's such a long way home, is a long.
Welcome back to Travel and Wellness Today. This is your host, William Paris, hanging out in the studio today with my friend, nurse Diana Maltz. And we're talking about how to travel well, how to have fun, how to make your travel experience great for yourself as well as your family, small kids, everything from just getting in that mindset of packing and how you should think ahead and doing your research. Even before you head to the airport, you know, find out, you know, where you're staying, what's nearby, what do you want to pack, you know, in the belly of the plane with your main luggage, and what do you want to make sure you have with you on your carry-on bag. So now we're going to talk about what happens when you actually arrive, because that's a whole different mindset, Diana, once you actually get there. So what are some of the things that you think we should consider?
Think about what your habits are like at home, exercise-wise, movement-wise, and try to stick to at least a couple of things that are what you do at home. Do you stretch in the morning? Do you take a walk in the morning? You want to maintain some of that consistency, or plan it into your day. Now, it depends on what you're doing. Maybe you are going for a hike that day. Maybe you don't need to do that in the morning. But keep yourself on a routine where you're keeping active. Mm. If you're always sitting, going from place to place sitting, that's not good.
Right.
And sometimes people go on tours and you're just standing. Mm. So think about what you're doing that day. So if you're going to be standing all day, this is all more fitness oriented.
Right.
In the morning, do things that are more stretching, mm-hmm. so that your body gets stretched out, and more wall, you know, chair squats, those
right.
kind of things.
Okay.
To help you just get your body more. Keep it moving in terms of all the activity you're going to be doing that day.
And that's important. I hear what you're saying as far as using some of the items that you might have in your hotel room, like chair squats. Who thinks about that?
I know.
You could actually, if it's the end of the day and you decide to turn on the TV and you want to just relax a little bit, watch the TV while you're doing chair squats.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You can do wall push-ups.
Right.
Those are easy.
You know, I had a guest on the show some months ago who was a trainer, and he was saying that there's something about using the mattress on the bed for push-ups that he says gives you a really good workout, which in my mind I never would have thought. Okay. And then he also talked about packing the stretch bands.
Those are fantastic.
Yeah.
I use those all the time in my classes. Those mm-hmm. are fantastic. Easy to carry,
right?
Easy to use,
lightweight.
Mm-hmm. You can use them from any body part, any right. body part. It's a fantastic thing to bring with you.
Right.
I bring a tennis ball with me. Do I play tennis? No.
Okay, I'm listening.
you roll it on the bottom of your foot.
Oh.
And so it relaxes your foot.
Okay.
And it works on a lot of the reflexes on the base of your foot. So when you're walking around all day, your feet get really tired.
Right.
So it's a really good relaxing thing at the end of the night. It helps you sleep better.
Did you all hear that, folks listening? A tennis ball. Who would have thought? Okay. See, that's really great advice. See, I love this because what I really appreciate with having, you know, different guests on the show is that everyone brings a different perspective and something different and ideas. There are some things that you might take for granted, and then there's other things that you just never thought of. So I, tennis ball, I got that.
And that may help you sleep at night. That's a big problem when people are in a foreign place.
Right.
Think about that in terms of you're eating things that are different. Sometimes you're drinking more than you should be drinking. All those kind of things are going to affect your sleep.
Well, that's another thing, too, because sleeping, of course, and I'm going to have a guest on the show next week who will be talking about sleep disorders and insomnia. And you know, there's a lot of people, more than we realize, that have sleeping challenges. Yeah. I'm one of them. You know, I have this show, Diana, and I talk about health and wellness, and I've got so many issues. Maybe that's why.
they tell you, you do what you got to learn. You teach what you have to learn.
You know, but interestingly enough, I love talking about it, you know, so, oh, well, I need to apply.
Well, talking is the first step.
Exactly. Admitting. At least I can say it, right? I'm not pretending. I'm very authentic. I'm a real person. So are there things that we can do when we're traveling, if you know that you're in a foreign place and you might have challenges sleeping? What can we do to sort of prepare ourselves?
It's the same concept as in your home.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to get back to your, first of all, it depends on what day, if you're traveling that day, you're probably going to have trouble sleeping
right.
that night. That's just how it is.
Right.
So, you know, stay, if you're traveling overnight, just stay up.
Okay,
up,
I heard that.
Up,
yes.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. that really helps with jet lag.
Yeah, I actually have done that. Yeah, where I pushed myself.
It seems to work better
because
mm-hmm. you're all excited about being there anyway, so you can't sleep anyway.
At some point, you'll crash, and
exactly.
then your body will catch up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
What about things like teas, or you know?
I have a really great herbal thing complex called Gentle Sleep Complex.
Okay.
I don't know where they got that name from, but
okay.
Gentle Sleep Complex. It's got valerian and chamomile and okay. a couple of things. People love that. They use that all the time
all right.
for sleep. I think not eating too much before going to bed. Don't eat too late because
right.
your stomach is full, and that's going to conflict with your cortisol cycle, which is your daily, you know, energy cycle. So you don't want to eat too late.
Another thing, too, is that on that same note, is that people, when they arrive at their destinations, often feel that it's an excuse or a reason to consume more alcohol, stay up later, not get enough sleep, because it's like the parent. It's almost as if your parents are away and you want to feel naughty. You know, I traveled, you know, one time, and there was someone that I ran into from New York who was living in this place, and he's like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you're here, let's go hang out. And I did a little bit, and then I was like, all right, I'm ready to go back. And he was like, you're on vacation, William, you know, let your hair down, have a good time. I said, listen, my parents are not away, okay? All right, I live in New York. I don't do that at home.
It's like a college mindset.
Yes.
It's like a college mindset. It's unbelievable.
Right.
But we all do that.
Yeah.
To some extent.
Yeah.
And it's really important to have the mindset that you want to be able to be present.
Right.
Present during your time there.
Yeah.
And drinking too much does a couple of bad things. Drinking too much does a couple of bad things.
Yeah.
It affects your sleep. It affects your immune system.
Right.
A lot of extra calories, which, you know, people
absolutely
have dieted before they went on vacation so they would look good. You know, this is the thing. They go on vacation to look, they look great when they get there, and that they drink every day, they're going to come home bloated.
Exactly.
Their faces will be bloated, their bellies will be bloated.
They're not going to get enough rest. And when they finish their vacation, they end up not being as rested. And the whole purpose of being on vacation is to absolutely rejuvenate.
And to enjoy the times you're there. It's a whole different experience. You're not enjoying it if you're not feeling good. And it's also the high sugar content, bad for your immune system.
Right. And also things that I also thought about is like getting into the habit of doing meditation and breathing exercises, which will also help with stress. It'll also help you to calm down as well.
My favorite breathing exercise is the alternate nose breathing.
Okay.
And that's one of the ones that balances out your right and left brain. Yes, we have two brains.
Right. Okay.
But we want to balance them. So we want to balance out the relaxing part of the brain and the stress brain, which we need both parts during the day, right? So the alternate nose breathing is a really great way to do that. And I'd like recommend about 20 of those breaths 20 of those breaths each time you do it.
Well, you know, on that same note, I have to say, you heard me mention a few moments ago about my sleeping patterns, yeah, and being completely off. Well, I actually took the advice of someone recently about the whole meditation and the breathing. Mm. And just this week, for those of you listening, I can tell if I'm not going to sleep the moment my head hits the pillow. I can tell immediately that this is going to be a no sleep night. Mm-hmm. And I got up out of the bed after maybe 30 minutes of trying to force myself. And I got out of the bed. I went into my living room and I sat in the chair and the lights were out and I began my breathing exercises. And rather than trying to clear my head, I allowed myself to think, but I did the breathing exercises for about 30 minutes. I went back to bed and I slept the rest of the night.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yep.
That's fantastic.
Yep. So, you know, you've got a lot of great ideas and really good advices, and I know a little good great advice, and you've got good products. So in the last minute that we have before we end the show, how can my listeners find you and certainly get more information on your product?
Well, I have a Facebook page, and it's Zest for Life NYC, and that's on Facebook. My blog is Zesty Life NYC.
Z-E-S-T-Y?
L-I-F-E.
Okay.
New York City.
Okay.
.com.
Is it NYC or New York City spelled out?
It's just NYC.
NYC.
Just the letters.
Okay, fantastic. Well, we're going to end the show here. And of course, you know, Diana, you are so much fun. I feel like I can just talk. Well, we did. The first time we got together, we talked for what, 2 hours easily?
Exactly.
While you made smoothies for me?
Exactly.
Well, listen, it has been so much fun having you on the show. I would like you to come back.
Thank you. I would love to.
Okay.
I would love to.
And for all my listeners that tune in each week, I thank you so much for supporting the show. You can always email me at wparis@tobewelltravel, or once again, my Facebook page, facebook.com/travelandwellnesstoday. And I'm here every week at 12 noon Eastern time, giving you a holler from New York City. Travel and Wellness Today. This is your host, William Paris. Thanks for listening.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Have you ever decided to reinvent yourself? Are you navigating a new life's journey? Are you an aspiring artist that's looking for direction? This is Kevin Barbaro, and my new show, Coffee Talk 3.0, is your new best friend. Tune in live to hear successful professional artists and their inspiring real-life adventures Mondays at 2 p.m. Eastern, right here at TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Have you ever considered consulting a roadmap when you feel you need help getting to your destination? When the normal path seems blocked, a little help can come in handy when choosing an alternate route. Your natal chart is a map of your potentials. It addresses relationships, finance, business, health, and above all, creativity. Current planetary cycles can either support or challenge your objectives. I'm Montgomery Taylor. If you would like to explore the help of a private astrological reading, please contact me at Monty@MontyTaylor.com. That's Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at MontyTaylor.com.
I'm the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. fundraising, board relations, social media. My guests and I cover everything that small and mid-sized shops struggle with. If you have big dreams and a small budget, you have a home at Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern at TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.